هاد مهلالات هاد راست اند نهواند.
Adonai Rust and Nahawand, and today you did Hayat and Seba. Yes. And are there all the makamot are used for these, for the bakashot, or no?
Mostly all, I don't think Hajaz is used. Hajaz is a, was always considered a sad melody. And the Hazanim, the cantors, would only pray on the Sabbath in Hajaz when there was an evil thing that was done.
Or a sad thing
that was done.
According to the...
During the reading of the Torah, that portion of the Torah.
That week.
Like this week, this coming week, is about the death of Sarah.
So they say Hajaz.
So they sing Hajaz.
The prayers are in that tune.
Or when the Israelites had made the golden calf.
That's awesome.
They would pray in the Hajaz. So Hajaz was usually sung in a sad atmosphere, a sad feeling.
Now, does the makam of the bakashot for the day depend upon the makam that's used in the Torah reading? Is there a connection there other than this Hijaz connection?
Yes, many times there is. Yes.
Okay. Is it like a rule or?
It's not a law.
Okay.
It's not a law. You can pray any way you want, as long as it's. Presented in a nice way. Doesn't make any difference. But usually on the holidays, they would sing a ajab, mm-hmm. which is a more or less a happy melody.
And then you would use bakashot also in ajab?
No.
Not necessarily. Okay, that's what I meant.
During the prayers, you rarely use any of the melodies of the bakashot.
Okay.
They would use mostly the melodies of the Mizmonim in the prayers.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna go to work.